The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 15th day. Oh, it's tax day. 15th day of April, 2019. Steve Elkins, as usual, on Mondays, from an undisclosed location in Florida.
Down in a bunker.
Down in a bunker.
In a bunker. In Florida, in a bunker.
You can't dig too deep in Florida, otherwise you got to be waterproof.
That's right. Got my duckies on.
Yeah. At any rate, to finish up what I was saying at the tail end of last hour, you can also make your pledge to this network. And folks, we remember when PBS. Now we don't get a cut from the government, which is actually your tax money. We're not public broadcasting. We don't get the courtesy there. We're not going to jump through those. Oh, you 501c3? Are you non-commercial? Well, yeah. Well, just about everybody's non-commercial now. That's why so many radio stations are being sold off right now. Oh, yeah, but we still have the internet. What? What, the internet now that they're throttling the content so you can no longer hear anything? Do you mean that one? Wow. It's a blessing, but it's a curse, isn't it? I'm surprised it took them this long to violate First Amendment, but they're doing it. And they're doing it in ways, folks, that is almost unimaginable. So we are the link to you, the live link. Radio stations are going away. Local content is going away. Not that the local radio talk show host on the local stations dared to venture forth or tally forth with the unmitigated, right between your eyes, truth, as this network has done for a number of years. So from time to time, we have to run pledge drives, and today is the day to do it. Call this our spring pledge drive. Because it is spring. It's under clear skies here in sunny Texas. It's 82 degrees here. While a lot of you are still digging out from snow. But you can go to our website. You don't have to be a member of PayPal to even donate. But you can go to our website, hit the donate button. That'll take you to a PayPal page. You don't have to be a member of PayPal. You don't have to give them any information, just a credit card number, and those funds are forwarded over to us. It is that easy to do. Make a generous donation. Do this for spring pledge. You know, and like I said, have you heard me yammering about funds? No, because we had enough money to get by, and I don't go to the public to ask for funds to help run this network. If we had the ability to earn the money ourselves through advertising, we would certainly do it. Steve, I remember the day when this network first started up. We didn't have any problem meeting any bills. We were expanding. We were doing a lot of different things. That's when the advertising dollars out there was available. It ain't available no more. It is not available. And that's why a lot of your local radio stations are closing down or being sold off. Or being ate up by some conglomerate that's got more money than sense. That's why a lot of the networks that you used to listen to are no longer there. Because they couldn't even run it out of mama's basement and keep it going. We've run a full-fledged, full-service network with satellite with internet streaming. And you notice we don't even charge for the internet streaming anymore or the archive programming for you people out there. Because information and freedom shouldn't come at a dollar sign. This is something that people join in because, well, they enjoy their freedom and their liberty. And folks, we haven't even really gotten into catfights yet. They're building it right now. You see it going on all around you. And you're going to need this network into the future. Because when this light bulb goes out, it's not going to be because the bill isn't paid. It's because we've got a gun to our head and we're either dead or in jail. That's our commitment. So please, today, make a commitment. Call 800-724-2719. Extension 1, talk to Julie. Extension 3, talk to Mike. Or go to our website, orders@republicbroadcasting.org. Or here's our address. A lot of you folks out there have married partners there. Don't write me a thank you note because I don't want my husband or wife to know that I'm making a donation. We appreciate your skullduggery. Our address here, just simply address it, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Did I go too fast? Well, that's on the website as well. Our address is there. But some of you out there listen by way of phone, or you've got a satellite box out there. You've been listening to this network for a number of years. We've maintained the satellite, and there was no cost or charge to you to tune into that program, plus various other programs on the free-to-air satellites. So, folks, we need your help. I'm not going to get all morose, and I'm not going to get all real excited, and I'm going to huff and puff and threaten and do all that other stuff. No. We're all grown-ups here. Call us, 800-724-2719. Extension 1 or Extension 3, make a pledge today. Make it a good one. We're about 11 grand down, and we don't pay the bills. We ain't ever going to get caught back up. Because if the network shut down, how would we do a pledge drive? How fast can you dial, Steve Elkins?
You know, John, I got to say, you've done a great job of cutting the bills, and that's really important in the economy. But, you know, Mike does that commercial about what have you learned through listening to RBN, and I know I listen to a lot of different people. I get different perspective here and there. And I think that's what I like about, because you actually, well, you have 34 hosts on the network, and you get a different perspective, and you get some news, and you get the creative juices going, you know, the flow going there, and thinking about this and that, and then you're learning something, and then you're hopefully sharing that information with others. We're making people a lot smarter to really what's going on. I know I've become a lot more, you know, in tune with what's going on and smarter. My perspective is changing here and there. So you offer a lot. This is quite an education service you provide here on the network, and this is it runs on some money. We have to pay some bills, and I just got to say, John, you're doing a great job holding down the fort here. But we do need support to continue on paying the bills that we need to do, because we got to stay here, because we haven't got into the deep fight yet. It's going to happen. Oh. It's coming. The big fight is coming, and GCN is going to be shaken up here really, really soon. Very few independent media sorts are out there. They're disappearing very, very fast. RBN is one of the last, and if we disappear, this is serious. So we got to stay on air.
Well, and people have said over the years, Steve, and you're right. I mean, this is education. Do you know what it costs to go to university? And then you go and you listen to some prof that teaches you about Keynesian economics and then awards you the gold star and the grade to pass his class. Now, what he's told you about money is of no use to you because you don't really know what's making the world go round or what's indebting the world. But here at the University of RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, we're way past that degree level. Over the years, Steve, I've had judges and lawyers, cops, professionals, either on air or by email say, you know, I thought I knew what I knew. I thought I was smart. But after listening to you, what I've learned is most of what I know is wrong. That's a high compliment. That means we're doing our job. And folks, there's a lot of stupid people in this country. Remember the call last hour? guy with a 79-year-old thought he knew what money was, and as long as he can get down there and buy $100 worth of goods, he didn't care about inflation or anything else. Well, if you care about the quality of your life, if you care about the success of generations to come, you know, this grand experiment we called the United States of America, in my estimation, Steve, and if there's a parallel or something that was greater, please let me know. But the men decided that, look, we're going to do a government here, and we're going to do it for and by the people, and I'm not citing Abraham Lincoln here. But let's set up a form of government that it's guaranteed that we put out the script that, okay, we're the government, we understand what our limitations are, and we will not transgress that. Well, how do you think that's been working out for us? They've gone light years past it. We're in a police state right now. Have you noticed? There is no tax too great or too small for whatever reason, and we're going to levy it on you. Why? Because, well, we simply need the money to operate. Really? How's that been working out for us? Steve, did I miss something? Is there a money tree out there? Is there some place that money is manufactured that doesn't cost anything to anybody? Because if that's the case, we won't have to do another pledge ever. I just need to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. 800.
It would be nice, you know.
800-724-2719. Extension 1, talk to Julie. She's a very nice lady, by the way. Or extension 3, talk to Mike. Make the pledge today, folks. Just get it in your head that, okay, I'm going to do it. And give us a call. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button. We do not notice something out there, folks, that we don't do emails. We don't do email trees, you know, out there quietly begging each individual for money. No. We don't do that. We don't sell our email list, if one existed. We don't sell that off to anybody for profit to allow somebody else to come in and, you know, suggest that you might buy something. No, we try to protect your anonymity, and that's the way we like it. And that's the way, preferably, you like it. So give us a call, 800-724-2719, extension 1, talk to Julie, extension 3, talk to Mike. Make the call now, please. We're about 30 days down on the bills, and I don't want to get so far behind that, well, it'll never come back. I've had some help from Michigan. Thank you up there. Appreciate it very much. Putting some things together here. When was the last time you folks out there visited our store? Do you know we got CBD oils up there? I bet you didn't even know that. But you do buy the CBD oils. Why aren't you buying it from us? Because every dime that this network makes, folks, is not going into retirement fund for me. It is going, every penny goes to this network. So trust us. We're there. We've proven our worth. Let us know by your vote, by your dollar, how much you appreciate it and how much you want it to continue to wake up fellow Americans. It's there. It's a tool. Use it.
Let me ask one thing, John. That a thing I like about RBN is the access for the listener to call in. There's no screeners. You can pretty much talk what you want to talk about as long as you stay on topic. And mm-hmm. You give your opinions, your comments. You educate us also sometimes. And that's, you are encouraged to participate, engage. And I don't know any other independent media stations, networks, that where you can call in and actually do that. Most of them have a call screener, and they decide yeah or no, and you don't get on. You can't voice your opinion. You can't put your comments on there, and that's what's nice about RBN. I appreciate that, and that's how I got involved. And I love the callers. I love when people call in, and we are engaged, and we are talking about things that are very important, and sharing information. And RBN is great at that. And I love the callers.
Thank you know, you. I was never successful getting through to Sean Hannity and getting on air. The Jewish lawyer out of New York that thinks that he's a great patriot, never able to get into that show. Topic, if they don't like the topic that you want to talk about, right. And we don't screen. If you folks out there noticed, a lot of the lefties and the moles out there and the troublemakers, they've given up calling this network because we don't back down. And we'll smack the creatures around as hard as we have to make the little cockroaches run for the shadows. This is, it's free and open access. And you're right. There's not a whole lot of that anymore. Uh-uh. I hear the phone ringing. Please, folks, 800-724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3, make the call today. Sovereign Man, are you still there?
Indeed I am.
Thank you for holding.
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call. I got 3 points and 2 videos. When we're talking about the monetary system, have you seen the CBS This Morning video on China's social credit score bans some from travel?
No, not specifically. Uh-uh. No, I did not.
Uh-uh. Okay. Well, you can do that. I'll send the link over to Mike, I guess. It's about a 4-minute video, and it talks about how they don't even use cash anymore. It's all linked to a QR code, and they use their cell phones.
Mm. There is a little bit of backlash, as it was reported here in this country a couple of days ago, that a lot of businesses wanted to go cashless, and they've foisted this on the public. And then somebody brought up the point, well, wait a minute. Who are you disincluding here? The people that don't have the money to have bank cards and debit cards and credit cards, and you're eliminating those people from commerce? And this is a stumbling block for a lot of the businesses that want to go cashless. And what a wonderful thing for the money managers out there, isn't it? Let's go cashless. Let's just make it invisible of what we're really doing to you. And we're not even going to offer the pretext of cash, of physical money anymore. And the danger behind that is now the government's going to be sitting there with its fangs sharpened, and they're going to put the bite on you. Oh, we figure that you owe the IRS some money, or you owe this, or you owe that. Guess what? The government has now the power, for whatever reason, to come into your bank accounts and deduct it.
Mm-hmm. EIA. Total information awareness.
There you go. There you go. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
About all the perversion that's going on, it's actually part of Scripture. It talks about the Antichrist, the son of perdition. It says that he will not have a natural affection for women. And you can take that any way you want, but I think that this perverse spirit has to be an accepted behavior in order for the Antichrist to come into power. And there's these things called the thermal register receipts. They contain bisphenol A. So every time you make a purchase, you're making contact with this BPA. It's an endocrine disruptor. It's turning the men into women and the women into men. You can do a search. Thermal register receipts and BPA and how it interrupts the brain process.
Well, I'm wondering how much the Prozac in the water. Oh, that's right. They call it fluoride.
The fluorine based molecules.
That feminizes men, and you know, it works out well for those that don't like the aggressive male.
Sovereign Man, that's all part of UN Agenda 2030. Well, that's all part of the depopulation. That's all part of depopulation. It is.
I think it's much more sinister than that. The other one is. John, you got the chemtrail croup?
I wouldn't call it the chemtrail croup. Whether it came, I can't prove it. Otherwise, hold on here a second. Got a break. Let's go to break.
Took it all away. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are back here. Oh, Steve, how much longer must the circus continue? How long is this stuff got up? Oh. You know what? My immune system was up to par and I still got attacked. And my immune system was better than Vinny's, obviously, because it damn near killed him. He had this stuff for a year and a half. Wow.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just... folks, I don't care what I have to do. I don't care how long it takes. And unless we're free in this country, I'm never going to sleep. I'll never have a comfortable sleep. I don't know about you, Steve. We were talking earlier today, and you said, you know what? I've learned a lot. And it's still a learning process, folks. There's always something to educate yourself about, something to know, because information is critical. The globalists will tell you that. The biggest thing out there is the information. You know, they got the control of the money. That's their gig. Yeah. But it's the control of the information that they hold in highest regard that gives them that control. Or buying out the mechanism that, that will keep that truth from you. You know, I started to say last hour about perception. Folks, the boogeyman, the little socialists out there, the bad Democrats, the warlike Republicans, the neocons, is it as bad as all of that? Or is it the perception they're putting out there that they are in total control? Well, obviously they're not in total control, because guess what we don't have? We don't yet have a national health care, and they have not yet come for the guns. Oh, they're trying. Oh, make no mistake about it. They are definitely trying. But we're still here, and we're still a free people. Do you wish to be free? Do you care about your children? Do you care about the children that they're going to have? You know, Steve, people's idea, you know, they raised a family. Their children went off in the world to make their own way, to have their children. You know, the biggest gift in life is for parents to have healthy children and for them to have, and they get sitting around playing with their grandchildren. Mama, grandma gets to bake cookies, and, you know, granddad gets to take them out on fishing ventures or whatever. You know, that was one of the payoffs of life now.
Well, that's my skin in the game right there. My kids, my grandkids.
Gosh almighty.
That's my skin. I'm all right, you know, whatever happens to me, but it's my skin in the game is my daughter and my grandchildren.
Well, I didn't, you know, I wasn't thinking about this until I thought about my own mortality, because I thought this stuff was going to kill me. But, you know, I've thought about this many different times, but it really came into sharp focus, you know, to leave this world better than what I found it, you know, to make sure for, you know, the people that I don't even know out there. The people I've never encountered, that I've never spoken to, that we all have an equal chance to live a full life. You know, and what we do with that life. You know, I heard this the other day, and it pretty much grabbed my attention. You know, that we lead two different lives. You think you have one life. Well, there's the life that you learn by, and then there's the life you have to live by. And you know what? If we don't have that option, you're not living a life. If you've got somebody mandating and dictating to you, then it's really not your life. If you're not allowed to enjoy your life in full measure, it's not a life, to me, in my estimation, a life worth living. Don't get too excited there, Steve.
No, I'm just thinking. Actually,
you're a talk show host. You're supposed to think out loud.
I'm totally agreeing here. I've got notes all over the place.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, but you're not relaying any of those.
No, I'm just going to jump. I'm waiting for you to take your last little breath. I mean, not last one, but
you mean the wheeze?
I was just wondering here. The Sovereign Man was still with us, and I wrote down some notes here that I don't know if he knew this, but the men today, the young men today, their sperm counts are lower than they have been 10 years ago. And there is something definitely going on, and with the UN Agenda 2030, and there's chemicals through absorption and ingestion, and I'm pretty certain these vaccines are making a lot of girly men. They're changing the testosterone, and maybe they're dumbing down the testosterone and increasing more estrogen. But I see these kids get off the school bus nearby here, and they get off, and these young men are not like the young men I was. Getting off, you know, muscular and looking like man with facial hair. These young men are looking very feminine. And that can't be by accident. Something is definitely going on here. So when you're talking about low birth rates and low sperm rates, and, you know, by the year 2030, we're supposed to be a minority in our own country because we're just not producing. Whether it's because we can't because of economics, or we just unable to reproduce because we don't have the sperm counts. There is something definitely going on here with that. I mean, yeah. I didn't know if he was still on the line there. But
he also brought up something else. I mean, we know we've been bombarded by chemtrails for more than a decade.
Yep.
Now, is that just weather modification? They've been playing around trying to do better than Mother Earth can possibly do? Is it being used as a weapon? Or is it being used as a dispersal pattern to spread diseases out there? I don't know that that's the case. And I'm not going to speculate. I mean, we can all speculate, but we've got people out there that are claiming that the chemtrails are this or the chemtrails are that. We're not going to pass information off as gospel to you people just on a hunch. Okay, provable. If it's provable, we'll bring it to you. Yeah, but we got talk show hosts out there right now that are speculating only aliens can save us from ourselves. I think they watched, what's that 1951 movie, Day the Earth Stood Still?
I love that movie.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do what must be done. Make a pledge, folks. Do it today. $12.75 so far today. Steve, how much time you got today? can we do a marathon?
I can stay over if you want. we could take that next guy's spot for next hour after.
Jamie Kelso. Everybody wants to beat up on poor Jamie.
Poor Jamie.
Well,
hey, John, I'm looking at something here, and I want to come go back to something here, and I want to open the door on this because this is a good topic to talk about, if you don't mind. You and I talked earlier. We talked about the My Lai massacre. I'm looking at it right now, March 16th, 1968. And then what comes to mind is, because that's a war atrocity, a war crime, there was somebody high up who gave the order. There was a bunch of privates, or grunts, I guess, who carried out the order to kill all these civilian people. Mm-hmm. So then I start thinking about what's going on with Julian Assange, and I think about this video that he got out there that was handed off to him by Manning, war atrocities, war crimes, with the two Reuters journalists that were gunned down and the civilians, 18 civilians that were also killed. And how it was a cover-up, and it was brought out through the video alone. We would have never known about this. It was a war crime, and there was a jubilance of what had happened. They realized later on they made a mistake, but well, that's this way it is. We move on. It's a war crime. Now I look at the My Lai massacre, and I look at this what happened in Iraq: the two journalists and the other civilians killed. What is there? Is there a difference between them? No, they're both war crimes. They're both people were killed, slaughtered. And the outing of these crimes, these atrocities, to my knowledge, nobody was ever prosecuted for the My Lai massacre. We did find out about it, but nobody's ever prosecuted. But we go after the whistleblower of a guy who tells us about war crimes, atrocities. Amazing. Now, just a couple months ago, C-SPAN has a special. Once a year, they do to commemorate, to praise the whistleblower. So I guess there are conditions on the whistleblowers, because whistleblowing on a crime, an atrocity, a war crime is not we don't want to hear about that. We're going to go after that person. It's not that it wasn't true. It's truth versus somebody who may have fabricated something. This is truth. This was actually happening, war crimes, and we're not allowed to know about it, and there's a huge cover-up. And I have a real serious problem with people demonizing Julian Assange, the whistleblower who broke the story on that one specific incident there. It blows me away that we're attacking a man for telling us the truth of war crimes, atrocities. I cannot believe it. And Donald Trump is partying. He's wanting to cover this up. Just today, that's good news. That's good news. International community will be all very happy that there will be no prosecutions of what happened, war atrocities that happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. I just don't understand it, John. I don't understand it. We're supposed to be a good, caring Christian nation, and then everybody I see is allowing this to just, well, that's not a big deal. I'm not going to worry about it. I do worry about it, and I'm angry about this, and I hope that Julian Assange, I hope he has many dead man switches in place. I hope he does. He's a smart guy if he does. Hopefully he does. I hope they do a little dump on information on the internet to bring out some more. I hope they hold back just enough to show that they have teeth, that they are serious, and that they have more information to bring down the evildoers. And that's one of George W. Bush's favorite words. And also bring into Seth Rich. Let's talk about Seth Rich. You can bring him into the equation. With the DNC and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and all that stuff, this guy, John, is a hero. He really is. Snowden, Edward Snowden, is a hero. Chelsea Manning, whether you like him or not, Bradley Manning, whatever you want to call him today, he did the right thing. He gave the information. It was cherry-picked, and the atrocities were noted, and they were outed. He did not give up any strategic plan, war plans from the Pentagon. He simply outed the atrocities that happened, and the guys are heroes. They are heroes.
Well, there was another guy, Pat Tillman.
Pat Tillman
had a multi-million dollar contract, and after September 11th, what happened? He said, "Man, I've got to do what's right." So he became. He joined the Army, specialized, went over to Afghanistan, and started to figure out very quickly that things were not exactly how portrayed. And there were people that could get him out of his contract, put him back in a football uniform, rumor had it, Seattle Seahawks. And then the government, Pat Tillman, isn't it a shame? Pat Tillman, a great hero, was killed. Well, they were covering up the fact that this guy had soured, and because of who he was, notoriety, everybody knew who Pat Tillman was. Well, he was going to start spilling the beans, so somebody spilled his brains, killed him, and then tried to cover it up. Folks,
They did, yeah. Big time. And then you can talk about how many times do we find the lies, government lies? Here's another one. Talk about Pat Tillman. Here's Jessica Lynch. Remember Jessica Lynch? She was the private that was a hero, and they had a rescue attempt at a hospital. And the whole thing was videotaped. It was choreographed. Everything was done. It was all filmed and made dramatic, the rescue of this woman. And then she came out and blew and spilled the beans and said, you know, it was all choreographed. It was videotaped. It was all staged. Everything was staged. I'm not a hero, and this didn't happen, and this didn't happen. Again, blew their cover, blew their story of heroics and everything else. How many times do we have to hear that? Catch the lies from government until we learn that we really have a rotten government. We really do. It's just rotten to the core. Lie after lie after lie. And as you'll say, John, You know these people are lying to us when you see their lips are moving, and they always just lie to us on everything. Economics lie. The unemployment lie numbers. All the numbers are fudged. They're all lies. I mean, when are we going to wake up and say, you know what? This is it. I'm done with this. I throw these people out. Just throw them out. I'm tired of being lied to.
Yeah, but the problem I'm seeing right now is I got more liars and people that really aren't representing of the people that are going to try to obtain office. And the way things used to be in this country, politicians were limited. At one time, folks, we actually had what we consider to be statesmen. Remember that term? That's something that's been eliminated from the dictionary or from the lexicon. But now we have people seeking public office, and they're spending millions to do it. And it's like, really? Well, who are these people? Well, they're not necessarily out there to represent you. They're there to represent themselves, put on the facade of they're part of a representative government, and they're inviting the lobbyist in, and they're spending way too many terms. I mean, you know, we got Mitch McConnell out there. You know, I don't know where even conservative thinkers in this country are, because when you have Mitch McConnell come out and make the statement, I think we can salvage Obamacare. This guy's been around too long.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and good, bad, or indifferent, Donald Trump trying various things, he wanted to dump Obamacare, but he keeps getting blocked. And I personally believe, this is my personal belief, folks, that I think Donald Trump was approached and said, look, you want to be ruined financially? Do you want to have something to go to once you leave this office? But I think it got even worse. I think they basically told him, if you don't straighten up and fly right, you and your family will be dead.
Maybe so.
What I'm seeing Donald Trump doing right now, I mean, when this guy comes out, you know, what did he say during his campaign? Under my watch, nothing's ever going to happen to the Second Amendment. Well, when they come out with this red law.
Red flag.
Yeah, red flag. Well, take the guns now. We'll worry about what to do about it later. You did not get the message that these shall not be infringed? Do not touch this? You know, what signal is that sending to mayors of, like, Pittsburgh? That are going, okay, we're just going to outright ban semi-automatic weapons. I was born 35 miles east of Pittsburgh. And there's a guy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania right now taking away people's Second Amendment rights and calling it legitimate, calling it a need. I am going to do because I can. Well, there are things in this life just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. And that was the whole intent behind the 10th Amendment, or the 10 Amendments, and specifically the 10th. You know, if they transgress the other ones, the states have the rights, the 10th Amendment, to tell the federal government to go take a hike. How's that been working out for us? Or we got sheriffs now, Steve. They're saying, I'm not going to follow these laws. Well, yeah, but that's one sheriff, and he's there for a term, or two, or maybe three. But not enough sheriffs are coming out going, you know what, we've had enough of this. We're standing by the Constitution. If we have to, we'll make the posse to go chase out the bad guys. Do you think that's actually going to work? Maybe it would. We got over 3,000 counties. If I had 3,000 county sheriffs that raised their right hand, I pledge that the Second Amendment will not be harmed under my watch in my county. If I had 3,000 sheriffs that said that, I'd go, okay, well, I can rest a little bit more comfortably now. But we've got a handful of them. And folks, I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here and you know it, that once that Second Amendment, once our ability to fight off a tyrannical government is gone, so is our Constitution. So is your freedom and your liberty. Because there was a time in this country nobody dared touch that Second Amendment because they understood what it was there for. These are people that were afraid to become politicians, that kind of was more statesmanlike than not. Well, and all of that's gone out the window now.
The Constitution is under attack, no doubt about it. And I was hoping that the Supreme Court would step in and say, hey, now, wait a minute, you know, leave this alone. This is the Constitution here. But I don't know. You know, he's getting Supreme Court justice picks, and then the others. I don't know what's going on, John. It's just very odd that we have a constitution, set rules, and they're not being enforced, or they're being rewritten, or they're just being flat out not even acknowledged anymore. I don't know. It's an odd time. It's a very bizarre time, and we need to get back to the Constitution, because the Founding Fathers were very explicit on what they wanted for this country. And I don't know.
Yeah. Hey,
I don't have any answers.
I've got a caller that's been holding on forever here.
Sure.
Bring Thomas on. In Florida. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say I was glad to hear you're back. I was starting to get concerned about you. I just want to say I wish you Godspeed for a complete recovery so you can keep on fighting.
Well, and you know what? My concern was not for my health. My concern was for the continuation of this network, and that thought didn't leave my head. I figured as long as I was breathing, no matter how raspily or shallow I was breathing, that it didn't matter, but my concern was for the continuation of this network.
Yes. Yeah, I know things seem bad, you know, but I really do believe that there's a huge core of good people in this country. They're just, you know, they're out there. And I do believe that there's a huge contingent of this country that are basically imbued with what we call our Christian culture. And they know what's right, they know what's wrong, and they do need to be informed, which is, you know, the object of what you're doing. And once they do become informed, you know, I think it's going to be, hopefully things are going to turn the corner. I was doing a thing a while back, and I was checking some stats, and it said somewhere between 35 to 45 million hunting licenses are issued each year in the United States. That kind of rose my spirit. I thought, gee, that's a big army. You know, if we ever really did have to push back, if they start taking our Second Amendment away, I think there's by far the largest army in the world.
Well, and there are some bright spots. I mean, look what Arkansas and Oklahoma just did. They just said to the federal government, you know what? We're going to allow our people, our law-abiding people in our states, to own automatic weapons. Well, you got every other clown out there trying to do away with semi-automatic weapons because, ooh, they look evil. Now, true, I'm not going to go out there and hunt a deer with a with an AK-47, but that's not. We all know that that was not the purpose of having a firearm for self-defense, and it's just not the personal. In case I get my thing in a ringer here, no, the intent of the Second Amendment was in case your government got too big for its britches and got a little bit too tyrannical, that they start going after the citizenry and locking them up or even killing them, of what you're starting to see today with the police state. We got law enforcement out there that think it's okay to throw people around, to beat the hell out of them, to shoot them if necessary. Oh, you're not following a lawful order, so I'm going to put three slugs in your back. You know, I mean, look, it is what it is, and we are either going to be a free nation, or we're going to chase these cockroaches down in the hole from whence they came and get out a big can of Raid, or we're just going to be whittled away into nothing. And Thomas, I've often thought like you did. There's been a silent majority out there that's been silent too long. But what's really representing their voices? Sean Hannity? The Jewish guy from New York? You know, I mean, who's out there? When was the last time you heard Sean Hannity talk about the violation of the Second Amendment or the encroaching police state or things that aren't right in this country? It's all about politics now. Politics, politics, politics. Rush Limbaugh, same damn way. Oh, the right's good, the bad, the left's bad. Well, what happens when you got to hold your nose when you're around the right? You know, this guy's made a career out of politics. I mean, God bless him for making a good living. I mean, he made enough money. He had a bad Oxycontin habit that cost him his damned earring. But, you know, it is what it is. We are in trouble with this in this country. But I don't know, maybe the good Christian people out there that are not, they're smelling something that's very bad. I don't know. Maybe they've had too much fluoride. Maybe they've been drinking too much fluoride. Or maybe they haven't got a message from God, hey, wake up. The evil is all around you. Do something about it. Hell, we got the Pope to come out the other day that said, oh, well, the reason why we have so many predatory priests out there is because of the swinging 60s. No, this crap has been going on in the Catholic Church for hundreds of years, and we have allowed to stand full-grown men that are out there predating on your young boys, warping them. I mean, come on, folks.
I just had one more thing. Like everybody, and I probably speak for everyone who listens, you know, we do start feeling a little bit down, but, you know, we never want to give up. And over the years, I was introduced to it when I was a young man in school, and every once in a while I get out the poem written by Rudyard Kipling called If, I-F. And I recommend everybody listening to look it up. I mean, you go onto the internet and you can punch it up in a second. You'll have a hard time reading that poem without almost, I mean, it's very emotional, and it always gives me a good boost, and I would just like to recommend that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you, Thomas. You know,
okay, thank you.
It's funny. I was researching some news out, and there was an old episode of Twilight Zone on, Steve, and it had to do with an old college professor that had been teaching for 50 years, and he taught poetry, and after he was forced to retire, the guy was thinking about committing suicide because he didn't feel that he left an impression on his students. And in a typical Twilight Zone fashion, the dead came back to talk to him, to let him know, I was the class of 1921 or 1922, and I'll tell you what you did for me, professor. You know, honesty and integrity. You know, those sorts of things that really matter. That's what TV used to be like, even in science fiction. That's what it used to be like. Wow. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You're feeling better.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't have the luxury in sickness or health. I got to be here.
Yeah. I guess my only comment I got about Trump is I don't think Trump has to be threatened. I think he's just one of them. I mean, as many neocons as he's appointed in his administration, like 70% of his appointees were neocons. And he was in Burnsville, Minnesota today, and they were yelling, build that wall. So that's what we're up against. And I think Trump is just one of them. He's been a ringer. You know, they've had all these shootings in the last 5 years. They bring him in, and, you know, white men respect him, and they'll go along with what he says, and that's what they needed, you know, to get these gun bans through. So, you know, I don't think the gun control is done with Trump. You know, I think he's only begun. I really hate to think that, but I think that's where I'm at. I think Trump has only begun to ban guns.
Well,
we need a few more shootings and a few more, you know, whatever, and these congressmen and congresswomen get on board, they're going to ban magazines.
Rick, I heard that he was in Burnsville, Minnesota. Guess what else is in Burnsville, Minnesota? GCN. He didn't stop by to get on Alex Jones's show today? Interesting.
You know, I think Alex doesn't talk about the Second Amendment anymore either. I watch his show two times a week. If he does, it's not when I'm watching it, but he's pretty much played that down.
All right,
thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. He's a compromised individual. I feel badly. What a wasted asset. What a waste of millions of dollars as well. Could you imagine? Now, you know me, Steve. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine what I could do with millions of dollars?
Well, we could get those radio stations we talked about. Wouldn't that be nice?
Brother.
We could really get a message out that way.
Yeah, folks.
That'd be nice.
I've been here through sickness and health, thick and thin, and man, it just hurts me to watch a man that tried to build an empire for himself and he became his own invention. He lost his way. I mean, he truly did. And now he's just one compromised individual. He's enough of that. At any rate, where are we at with the tally here? Well, talk to Miss Julie. Let's get a number before we get out of here, because I don't think we're anywhere close to where we need to be. And I hear voices in the background. And the total is... I can't do a drum roll because the board op's out. Oh, what do we got? 15:15, and we got to get to 11,000. Uh-oh. Ugh. Did Steve die here?
No, I'm just thinking.
You can't do that. You're a talk show host. You got to talk.
Hey, we don't have time to play that clip, do we? 4-minute clip.
I'm thinking about keeping the network from shutting down. You're worried about a clip. No, I wanted to play that. You had a clip by Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, I sent it over to you.
Yeah, hate
free speech, hate speech. Yeah, it's good stuff. Maybe do it tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow.
Well, Mike, you took that link off. Put that link back on. I'll put it up tomorrow.
He's actually very good.
I'm sorry, what?
It was very good. I liked it.
Okay.
I have to recommend it. Play it tomorrow. Play it tomorrow.
Okay, I'll play it tomorrow. Very good. Yeah. And Ocasio-Cortez, where she really came from. You said, oh, I knew that a couple of weeks ago. I said, wait a minute.
2 weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't here. I got a big hole in my life here.
Good excuse. Go ahead.
At any rate, folks, please. 15, what did you say, Mike? 15 what? 15:15. That's a little ways away from 11 grand to catch up here. And, folks, this is the Spring Pledge Drive. And as I said before, we encourage people to donate to the network. We don't like to get into the absolute screeching nails across the blackboard situation. But that's where it's at. And maybe I should get more excited and more animated about it. You know, if that helps to motivate people, I can be a screaming meanie if you want. But we're all adults here. We all know what's at stake. So we either step up to the plate or we don't. And without encouragement out there, with a straight shooting information of what's really going on, how long do you think you're going to keep your resolve out there?
True.
Da-dum-bum. Ocasio-Cortez. You know, that's really bizarre. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, I actually am.
Okay.
But you know what? That's when I learned about that 2 weeks ago. I think Keith sent that to me, and a couple of people sent me emails on that, and how she showed up for an audition, and they're looking for somebody to market the program, the Green New Deal, and she fit the good bill. They said, "Oh, she's attractive. She's got this. She's bubbly. She can relate to the youth. This girl's going to make it. So we'll just she's it."
And everything she's ever said was scripted. Her problem is when it gets off script, she turns into the babbling idiot she really is.
That's true.
We'll get into that as well tomorrow. I appreciate, Steve, you coming up today. And we didn't exactly get to what you wanted to get to here, but if we don't get the cash to pay the bills, then it doesn't matter what clips we play because we won't be able to play any clips. 800, folks, 724-2719. Extension 3, Julie's got to run out of here. Make a donation today or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. That's PayPal. You don't have to be a member. We don't sell the list off of that, and you'll never get anything off backlash off of that. So please donate. Thank you, Mr. Elkins.
You're welcome.
And thank you, folks, for being here today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.